very, very disappointed. I thought the effort that the players put on, were coming in the back of, that's our third game in a week, and they're coming on nice and fresh and then, and I thought we looked really, really powerful in that game. Thought we matched them toe to toe for long periods, and we had an awful lot of, we'll say, opportunities around their 18 and in their 18 yard box, and they seemed to get the wee breaks tonight and around there, you know. And to be fair to them, they defended for their lives and around that their own 18 yard box, and that, and that's why they're champions.
Yeah, their opening goal was a scrappy enough one as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, of course it was. Like, I mean, we had similar opportunities at the other end of the pitch, you know. Like, probably there were very, very little in that first half between the two teams, and then we played actually quite well in periods, even when the pitch been poor and that, we passed it well, we got forward, we got bodies into the box, you know. And look, all we needed was missing was a wee bit of luck for somebody to fall to somebody and round the penalty spot or something like that, and a wee deflected shot probably like the one the second man, they got a deflection, and we didn't get it tonight, you know. Can we argue about that? Like, the last two games we've won, like, we've played really well in those games and that, but those games could have went either way too, and maybe we got the wee break of the ball in, mate.
Yeah, but still, you go on to next weekend match against Waterford here, Paul, knowing that you have to win against Waterford and hope that Shamrock Rovers will do you a favour next weekend.
That was always going to be the case. We were always going to have to beat Waterford here. Like that's going to be a very, very difficult game. Like, they need to win as well to get into Europe. And look, it is what it is, but I'd rather play games that are important at this stage of the season. Like, back 6 weeks ago, you could have been looking at being relegated at this stage, you know, and have nothing to play for. And to be fair to the players, I thought they were excellent to Amanda and Ian.
And the mood in the camp, Paul, must be still, despite that result tonight, it must be still very positive.
Well, as I said, like we played against three full-time teams there in the last week, and that, and like, we finished on the front foot in each of those games, getting at them, and you know, I thought our fitness levels were excellent tonight, and again, in the last two games as well, where we finished the games very, very strong. And like when players put their body in the line and give you everything they've got, I'm not so sure you can ask any more.
Yeah. And Harps have had some big battles against Waterford over the last few seasons. The only disappointing thing is that there isn't going to be a crowd here next weekend again to watch it, and it promises to be another big night for Harps.
Yeah, of course it doesn't. If you could imagine you had a crowd there behind you tonight and driving them on, like, you know, maybe you would have got that wee break and made a sucked one on the early doors and that or whatever, you know, and made it difficult for them. Look, as you know, you've been around long enough yourself, Jeremy. Like, the first goal is very, very important in games, you know, in this league, and they got the wee break in the first half.
Yeah. Well, at least, I mean, you did say three games in the space of 8 days. At least now you've got a week to recover and prepare for this Waterford game, Paul.
Yeah, we've got a week now to prepare for it. Like, it's a massive game, but that was a massive game there tonight for us too. Like, I mean, we went into that game, like, and probably we were the only ones felt in the country that we would get anything out of it. But I don't think there was an awful lot on it come then.